It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
On Monday night, the New York Times broke another story about Donald Trump Jr.'s meeting with a Russian lawyer, ostensibly to get information detrimental to Hillary Clinton's campaign. From CNN,
here's the lead paragraph. Quote, before arranging a meeting with a Kremlin-connected Russian lawyer he believed would offer him compromising information about Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump Jr. was informed in an email that the material was part of a Russian government effort to aid his father's candidacy. This is according to three people with knowledge of the email. Maggie Haberman of the New York Times joins us now. Explain what you know and all the details you can.
There's a lot that we know. There's also a lot that we don't know. What we know is what you just described. We know that before this meeting that has been the subject of stories over the last few days was arranged, that Donald Trump Jr. was informed in an email that there was some compromising information about Hillary Clinton and that it was part of a Russian government effort to help his father's campaign. The email came from Rob Goldstone, who was this publicist, former tabloid reporter. He was essentially the intermediary on this meeting between Donald Trump Jr. and a Russian lawyer. Initial statement from Don Trump said that this meeting was about adoptions. In his subsequent statement on Sunday, he said that it was indeed a presentation initially about information about Hillary Clinton, and then it became clear, you know, as he was talking to this woman, that she didn't have information, according to him. But look, the fact that there is an email chain where it was said, and it's not clear whether Goldstone had direct knowledge of any of this, but the fact that there was an email chain even discussing this makes it more complicated, certainly, and harder to say that there were no strings attached or no concerns potentially about this.
NBC's Keir Simmons spoke with the Russian attorney, Natalia Veselnitskaya, Tuesday morning.
She tells a fascinating story of getting a phone call from a man she didn't know and being told to come to Trump Tower for a meeting with the Trump campaign. She says they wanted information, particularly financial information about the Clinton campaign, information she says she didn't have.
They had the impression, it appears, that they were going to be told some information that you had about the DNC. How did they get that impression?
It's quite possible that maybe they were looking for such information. They wanted it so badly.
To better understand the complicated tale, we turn to Stephen Colbert.
There is no evidence of collusion or even the desire to collude with the Russians by anyone in the Trump campaign. Is something that was true 48 hours ago. We learned yesterday that on June 9th of last year, Donald Trump Jr. met with a Russian lawyer after being promised damaging information on Hillary Clinton. The meeting took place at Trump Tower and included Jared Kushner and then Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort, and proves that at least some in the campaign were willing to accept Russian help. So it's not a smoking gun, but it is a gun meeting with a Russian bullet about their mutual desire to smoke. Pretty damning. But Don Jr. had a good explanation. It was a short introductory meeting. I asked Jared and Paul to stop by. We primarily discussed a program about the adoption of Russian children. So in the end, much ado about nothing other than the fact that five White House advisors then confirmed that Don Jr. only took the meeting because the lawyer promised to provide damaging information on Hillary Clinton. Uh-oh. So, like all the most innocent people, Don Jr. offered a second explanation. I was asked to have a meeting by an acquaintance I knew from the 2013 Miss Universe pageant with an individual who I was told might have information helpful to the campaign. I was not told her name prior to the meeting. I asked Jared and Paul to attend, but I told them nothing of the substance. Let me break that down for you. We're supposed to believe that during the height of the presidential campaign, on the advice of a guy he met at the Miss Universe pageant, Don Jr. said, hey, Jared, Paul, I know you guys are a little busy right now, but I need you to come to a meeting. With who? I don't know. About what? I'm not telling you. Okay, we're in.
Meanwhile, the president is back home after attending the G20, or G19, as some are calling it, due to the lack of participation by the U.S. in climate change and trade programs embraced by the rest of the world. David Gergen, former advisor to Presidents Nixon, Ford, Reagan, and Clinton.
This is the first time I've seen a president come to a G20 meeting in which he's no longer regarded as the leader, no longer regarded as the world leader. And Europe is going its own separate way. Japan just signed this big trade agreement with Europe. That is troubling.
In Hamburg, Trump met with Russian President Vladimir Putin, where we're told he did bring up the Russian interference with the U.S. 2016 elections. His solution? He tweeted, "Putin and I discussed forming an impenetrable cybersecurity unit so that election hacking and many other negative things will be guarded."
It's not the dumbest idea I've ever heard, but it's pretty close.
What do you mean? I am sure that Vladimir Putin could be of enormous assistance in that effort since he's doing the hacking.
After Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin publicly defended the idiotic idea, Trump backtracked, tweeting, "The fact that President Putin and I discussed a cybersecurity unit doesn't mean I think it can happen. It can't." I got good news. And that's a bit of What's News for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. The Nicole Sandler Show and What's News are 100% listener funded. So if you appreciate what we do, I hope you'll consider a contribution. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.